Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Our fashionista Andy Page always has a very unique way for your color to pop. And this one is cheap, but it looks really high class. Hello, Andy.
Oh, yes, it's very high class. I mean, this is all about Christian Louboutin nails. Fingernails. Fingernails. Are you familiar with Christian Louboutin shoes? Tommy, I know Brooke is. Am I right, Brooke?
Well, yeah, because I know there's red on the sole. That's what I know.
That's exactly right. Christian Louboutin shoes.
I had his baseball card.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. No.
Well, Christian Louboutin shoes have been, you know, popular for years, but really the past decade they came into prominence. And what makes a Christian Louboutin shoe is what's underneath. It's those red soles, just like you said. But Tommy, guess how much a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes will run you?
If they're name brand, $100-$150.
Yeah, that wouldn't even get you one.
Yep.
What?
That's right. You cannot even buy a pair of Christian Louboutin sandals for under $500.
Sandals?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
I'm telling you, this is a very high-end shoe line, shall we say. And for many women, it's the ultimate fantasy. But this is about Christian Louboutin fingernails, because just like the shoes, it's all about what's underneath or the soles. With your fingernails now, the trend is it's all about what's underneath and not what's on top.
Oh, I thought it was maybe something about stilettos, but no.
No? Well, I mean, you know, you can always file your fingernails into a stiletto shape, but no, that's not what this is about. So this is a fingernail polish trend that you paint underneath the nails so that you're getting a two-tone effect. And when you're, if you're someone who, you know, uses your hands when you speak like me, then it offers such a fun pop of color. It's a great way to coordinate your prom dress or your wedding colors, or even just for a fun date night. But it's so unexpected. And the minute that you turn your hand over, if the color underneath is different than the color on top, it just looks fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
That sounds fun.
Well, I mean, Christian Louboutin shoes, $500. Christian Louboutin fingernails, $5.
Are they endorsed by him?
No, they're not endorsed by him. It's just his trend, or it's just a trend that they coined, you know, Louboutin nails. But here's the truth. Okay, so number one, you have to have nails long enough to do this. Am I right?
Yeah.
But
maybe someday.
They don't have to be super long, okay? So don't feel like you've got to have claws to do this trend.
Okay.
They don't have to be super long. And the other thing is you don't have to be crazy with the colors. I mean, you know, one of my favorites is to do nude on top and then to do a great pop of color underneath, like, you know, a bright pink or a great red, which would be traditional Louboutin. But if you're someone who uses the extended wear gel, like, do you use gel polishes?
Yeah, like gel or shellac or something like that.
Exactly. I mean, I use them as well. So, you know, they work for, you know, 2 weeks or sometimes 3 weeks. Then it's baking on the color, so it becomes opaque and you can't see what's underneath. So you can do nude on top and then a great pop of color underneath, and it just looks fantastic.
Very nice. And salons will do this too, or you do it at home?
Well, either way. I mean, you know, you can, of course, ask your salon person, but you can do it as well. Now, you're going to get some polish on your fingers or on the skin, so just take some acetone and wash it off. And after you wash your hands a couple of times, it'll all come off, but the polish will actually adhere to your nails. So it's a fantastic trend. I love it. And if your friends haven't done it yet, then you're the first to do it.
Yay, me.
So for more tips, please go to my Pinterest page, because, of course, I'm always pinning, you know, great images of all of my tips. And you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, or go to my website, senseofstyle.com.
Once again, you've nailed it, Andy. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, guys. Have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you next week.